One.
You know, guys, there are three things. People are either smart, funny, or beautiful.
Shut up.
Hey, smart, funny, or beautiful. I got all three. Ow!
Stop!
My kids are here. We're trying to record. Anyways, people are either smart, funny, and or beautiful.
Shut up!
But I have all four. What? Or I have a fourth.
What?
You want to know what the fourth is?
I suppose.
You're a horrible actor. Ow! Stop!
Is acting one of them?
No, the fourth is we're back!
We're back!
Being home tonight. I hadn't planned. I don't know. Plan on it.
But we're kind of like weren't not back because we just posted.
Is that okay?
Yeah, well, we're back for episode two.
Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, should I not be wearing headphones? You're not wearing headphones.
And liftoff of Discovery.
You don't have You're gonna die.
Get it, Mark. I'm Raina DeRoyo. We'll see you next time.
Thought we were wearing headphones.
Man, are we on? We're live?
We're big live.
We're live. I thought we were wearing headphones, but
welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the show. My kids are here in the studio, and Brittany's here, Kyle's here, Allie. Okay, we're done with that bit, okay? Stop. Go in the other room.
Now they're never going right, to say
okay,
anything
go.
Else
Get
to you
here.
Ever
Get
again.
Get out of here. All right. So
we need a door on our studio room.
Yeah, we need a nurse. We need a nursery. You know, Kateri's behind this chair. All right, we're done. Serious. Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. She's fine.
She's on an iPad.
Let her stay there.
She's on an iPad right behind this chair, everybody.
She's fine.
Yo, are we going to get canceled for, like, you raising an iPad kid? Because, like, some people go really ballistic about that on social media.
An iPad kid.
It's not an iPad. It's an iBreathery. What? Okay, thanks.
Yep.
So, anyways.
That's an iBreathery. I think I pronounced that wrong.
Allie, we mentioned last episode that Allie has a medical condition. She's having surgery. Don't shoot me with darts anymore. So she's out with that.
Pray for her.
Yeah, she's getting both of her legs replaced.
Yeah, removed and then replaced.
Removed and replaced. They had gangrene all the way down, so she's getting them removed.
I think she caught that from like a bathroom.
Yeah.
At an airport or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So watch out if you're out there.
I heard it was a men's bathroom because the line for the woman's was really long. She was like, I can go to the men's bathroom just this once.
This is why I always put toilet paper down on the seat so I don't catch gangrene.
Do you... Never mind.
Tariq's are saying one member of the crew uses a bidet, and think about who that would be. It's not your
Listen,
boy.
Listen, when you
give us a pitch, Brittany.
Okay.
Pitch,
so first of all,
a bidet.
So
pretend I'm someone that doesn't have a bidet.
Well, you are someone that doesn't have a bidet. So a few weeks ago, actually this past week, Edmund sent a text to the wrong group text about his on fire butthole.
Hey, all right. Who I share that information with is
you shared
me
it with me,
Lord.
So okay. It's between you and me and the Lord.
I was also in the chat.
Kyle was in the chat. Okay, listen. Here's the thing about a bidet. It's so much... Okay, this is how I think about it. If you were to go outside in tennis shoes and step in dog crap...
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
What would you want to use to clean off your shoes?
Well, first, I would take some type of like paper towel to like scrape as much off as possible.
I'd probably throw them in the washing machine after like beating them on against like the concrete outside. Yeah, you like beat it.
If there's
no
clumps, like you.
You would get a hose.
You mean get your shoes all wet?
I don't own a hose.
You can just do the sole of the shoe.
Yeah, but if there's big clumps first, I would wipe off the big clumps.
Okay, and then what?
And then yeah,
you'd want water, right? You wouldn't want just dry.
I want a little water,
right?
But I could, if possible, I could go in there with my fingers and get. But I'm probably just lazy.
Yeah,
there's
but
a lot of crevices.
Yeah. So the first time I ever used one was at an Airbnb I was staying at in Montana or Wyoming or somewhere, and it was shocking. Like it's the first time you ever use one, it is very much like a.
Woo.
You know?
Yeah, because I've never experienced
But then
before.
In Europe, they have them everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got used to them on the last trip to Europe I was on. And they just.
The last
so much
trip
cleaner.
To Europe I was on.
So now you don't feel clean unless you use one.
Yeah, you feel so much cleaner. And it's just so great.
That's tushy.com/
no.
The show.
No, do not go to tushy. Do not go to tushy.com.
Oh,
I made
shoot.
The mistake of
what
doing that. And it's. A website with a bunch of dudes in leather.
Okay, so what is it then?
So I think it's I think the actual website is like
Hello Tushy.
Yeah, HelloTushy.com or something like that. Just be very careful what website you go to when you're typing in Tushy.
Google bidet. I think just Google bidet.
They're $100, and since I got one, I've bought one for other people as gifts.
Are they heated?
You can get a heated one. Mine is not.
Which other people were good enough to you to get a free bidet?
My mom. I got one for Christmas, and she loves it now. So, you know, you got to be on the inner circle, Kyle. That's what he's really after is how does he get one?
No, my butthole's a one-way street, so not for me.
It doesn't go in. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Nothing goes in.
It could if you wanted it to, but.
All right, so we got a lot going on, a lot of new stuff. We're hopefully going to be recording. We got a bunch of batch recordings coming up, and we have Anna's back on the team.
Yeah, welcome back, Anna. We missed you. We've been running a skeleton crew around here.
Anna's going to be helping us make sure we get things published because I don't. And what else do we have going on? We have some topics for today.
Yeah,
let's talk about our clip that went
semi-viral.
I mean, for us, it was viral. But
about Allie kissing her cousins.
Yeah, Allie's kissing situation. Kyle, you want to give us a breakdown? How would you describe what happened?
Well, you guys got to understand, first of all, is that we got upwards of 100 likes, which is a ton. But we got 100 likes in like 20 minutes. So it was the speed, pace, and racial nature of the comments.
Media team was alerted.
Alerted.
I found truly shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to read a couple comments. If you guys are interested in, like, how do I see these, you can go to theshow.fm on Instagram. But one comment was, Sweet Home Alabama. One was, this is rude. Why we call white people white. 4 likes on that guy.
I think I did like that one.
And then also, y'all are nasty AF. 6 likes. The most liked comment on there.
Also, white people kissing their family isn't surprising. LMAO, and y'all are white, so y'all kissing your family members like that does not surprise me. Like, I don't understand.
It's a white person thing?
Yeah, I don't understand where the...
I mean, we don't kiss our cousins, only Allie does.
Only Allie does.
So
I don't.
That's one out of three white, one out of four white people.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good sample size, I feel
like. I was going to say, 25%, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, though. I don't know why it got
I thought it was interesting that people were saying it was somehow racial in nature, but also that, like, at first I was confused, like, are they saying we're white because we kiss our cousins, or are they saying
just like white people do
just
this,
in general?
I don't know.
Well, someone said something about an avoidant attachment style.
Yeah.
Someone was like, well,
yeah, someone
that
brought
makes
out
sense.
Some terms.
Yeah. Someone was like, normalize it.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was scary for, I think, our whole community here, just for people to be suspicious of Britney's casual racism, and for people to just like be on to her a little bit. It was a little scary.
No.
Well, to be honest, I always thought it would be Britney's casual racism that would put us on there, not Allie kissing her cousin. That was not on my bingo.
You guys
card.
Are going to get me canceled so fast.
Yeah.
I will say, Allie wanted me to remind you all that the clip says, comment if you kiss your cousins, and we got a lot of comments.
So all those people kiss their cousins.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Literally.
Do you have any announcements, Brittany?
I just want to know what you guys think of Edmund's bandana.
Yeah, let's get a zoom in.
It's a it's a controversial topic among our friends, so...
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not. Is my bandana a controversial topic,
yes.
Kyle?
Well, they probably haven't brought it up to me because they thought that I might snitch to you, or even worse, say it was cool, so I think they kept me out of it intentionally.
Someone at a bar came up to me and said, I just wanted to come over here because my friends told me to come over here because you look like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can pull that up, Kyle, but apparently Elon Musk wears a bandana. I didn't know this.
I remember I sent you a screenshot of Elon Musk wearing a bandana.
Listen, man, we don't need to talk. We don't need to make it a topic for the show, but
I mean,
I think the bandana's cool.
I know you think that. That's why you keep wearing it.
Look at that.
There's old Elon. Okay, you guys, can we talk about Elon for a second?
Yeah.
Because I just found this out. Elon Musk has 10 children.
Wow, I did not know that.
10. Okay, so this is the breakdown of his family because I did a deep dive.
All right.
Okay, so he got married to this woman, and they had 6 children.
What?
It was like two twins, one set of triplets, and then another baby.
Yeah.
Now, that sixth baby died when it was really young. That's really sad. It had SIDS, I think.
Okay.
These were all born boys, but one's now a girl of the first five.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's like a lot of multiples already, right? Twins, then triplets.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, and then the one that died. So that's six. Then he had the one with Grimes.
Yeah, the ex-Archangel,
whatever, right? The
Archangel. I heard it's pronounced Kyle.
That was like a white dude joke, I think.
No, it's true.
Grimes?
So Grimes is like her stage name. Okay, she's an artist.
Okay.
And so the kid's name is literally like X dash that AE symbol,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
12 or something like that, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And they call him X, I guess. Okay. Then Grimes, by surrogate, had another baby that was born in December named like Exa Dark Sidbury or something.
Oh.
It's a girl, and they call her Y.
She's a girl.
Okay. Because she's a girl. Because X, then Y, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that only brings us to eight, though.
Oh, my gosh.
That Y girl was born in December. Mm-hmm. What happened in November was he had twins with another woman.
Amber Heard?
I don't think so. And I don't know their names, but their mother like worked for Elon Musk and said on Twitter a few years ago that they had an interesting relationship. They were best friends, but they lived in different places, but they'd always be in each other's lives or something like that. And then he had twins with her. Dang. So in the span of like weeks, he had three children born.
Like, he's rich with money and he's rich with kids.
He is.
Yeah, he's got double the amount of kids as Edmund, but like, I don't know if he's quite double Edmund's net worth. It's close on that.
Yeah.
Double my what?
Net worth.
It's like pretty close.
No, he's way more than my net worth. What are you talking about?
It was
trying to give you some some cred.
It was a good little bit.
Do you think he worries about having to take all 10 of those kids to like Mars or something? You know, like he's trying to get to
probably.
Mars.
Probably.
And he's like, man, I got to take all the kids. Maybe.
No, that probably... Bezos had like what? Like four people on his ship, right? Bezos did not have that many people. He could not fit 10 on there.
That's true. I mean, do you think that's how he's actually, the real reason why he's doing this is just get away from all this baby mama drama?
No, I think if he had it his way, he would end up with like 30 kids with multiple more baby mamas. Like,
on his Genghis Khan.
I think he wants to like, I really think he wants to like populate the earth.
Yeah, before the robots take over.
Like, I know this is really gross to say, but like, I think he's into spreading his seed.
Oh,
wow. Brittany, geez.
That's what's gross to say, and you still said it.
That's what it seems like. Yeah. I just think he's into like.
Yeah, you said it once. Yeah, we get it.
Prolific.
Kyle, how many kids?
You know.
How many kids would you want? How many kids would you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, that's a phenomenal question. I believe in natural family planning, being open to what the Lord calls of me. But yeah, I think seven would be sick. That way, I'd have a full baseball team with me and my wife. No, seven would be sick.
Seven would be sick.
Because then I'd have one more than my dad, so I could one up him.
Seems like we have some unhealed father wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, ha ha. Kyle's the only member of the show that doesn't go to therapy. Ha ha ha. We almost went 10 minutes without bringing that up.
So you started therapy?
I started with a new therapist today.
Nice.
It was great.
Did you cry?
No.
Normally on the first session.
Yeah, I got like a little emotional at one point, but no, it was like the first like intake. Deep dive, kind of like, tell me about your family and tell me about your experience with therapy and like all this kind of stuff.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know we're going to do Rex, but this reminds me of Taylor Tomlinson on Netflix.
Oh my gosh, you're obsessed.
I'm very obsessed.
He's made all of us watch her Netflix specials.
There's two of them.
And then he keeps asking us, have you watched the next Netflix special? And I'm like, I watched it with you.
I think it got... Kyle, you look this up. I think you got nominated for an Emmy or something, or got nominated for some award or best writer. I don't know.
But it's interesting because
so
I didn't think you thought women were funny.
No, I do. That's actually a common misconception about me. But I do think women are funny.
So it's an Emmy prediction.
Ooh.
Oh.
People are saying that. That's Variety.com. So
now,
that's
guys, for those of you listening, I mean, we probably don't have to say this by this point, but it's not that appropriate. I mean, most of it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
But the stuff on mental health
is
so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so... yeah, it was very, very good. Very well done. A lot of the like issues inherent in therapy and stuff like that was really good.
Yeah. No, she's really funny.
Anyways, so there's that.
There's that.
So do we want to do the Hollow talk?
Yeah, so we wanted to bring up... Kyle, you had a...
Yeah, Kyle, give us your takes.
Well, we were just talking about, like, stuff going on in the Catholic world, and the other day I was on Instagram, and I saw some Hollow on there. If you guys are Catholic, and you've opened Instagram in the last 6 months, you've definitely seen this purple app. And I thought it was weird, because they were showing me this, like, Mark Wahlberg thing. They were like, come pay us money, and you can see Mark Wahlberg's prayers as Father Stu. And I thought, why would I pay money to see Mark Wahlberg pretending to be a dead priest? I thought that was weird. And I said, guys, we should talk about that. I don't know a ton about the app, but I thought that was weird.
They had Mark Wahlberg praying the prayers as Mark Wahlberg, because he's a Catholic guy that prays.
Yeah, he's an
well,
Catholic,
he doesn't exactly agree with everything the church teaches. Keep that
he doesn't?
In mind. No. He did an LGBT movie like a couple months before Father Stu, but we don't talk about that because we need to be affirmed. We need celebrities who are also Catholic. Yeah. Like, no, we just can't be Catholic by ourselves.
It's funny how we do jump on. It is interesting how we do jump on the bandwagon. Although, except, I mean, Joe Biden's Catholic, and we're not like...
Right, that's true.
But
remember when we did it with Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah.
It was like, people found out Jim Gaffigan was Catholic, and everyone was like, Jim Gaffigan is a Catholic comedian,
well,
and it's like...
Yeah, if someone's a... Noah, if someone's like an openly Catholic man, then we're like really on board with it.
Yeah.
They're celebrities, so...
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Kanye, he's Catholic.
Is Kanye? What?
No,
Catholic?
No, but his kids were baptized in the Armenian Catholic Church.
Yeah.
It's different when it's celebrity
Kardashian
I
Catholic,
like.
Or she's Armenian?
I think they are Catholic by like ethnicity, sacrament? Kind of. You know, like they're
like
Armenian
Irish
Catholic,
you know?
Yeah. Gotcha. But, and so I would imagine they probably all were baptized Catholic, but all their kids have all been baptized.
How would you feel, though, if there was a voice actor, as someone who is a professional voice actor, actually?
Okay, all right.
How do you get paid?
Nerd.
How would you feel if someone was acting, like if it was a voice actor pretending to be Jesus? Also not okay with it?
Nah, I think it's weird. I don't like it's like July with Jesus they're doing. I think it's weird.
What's July with Jesus?
That's they're doing this thing with Jonathan Rumi and someone else where it's like all through July they're reading some parables or something and it's like he's Jesus. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's weird. And personally, though, with that said, like, I don't really like audible prayer in general. Like, even if it was, like, oh, these, like, monks, something, doing the chanted rosary, I just like to just pray it without audio. Like, I'm like a big boy, but, so I'm not the target demo, but I don't know. I think it's all weird. I think it's weird. I don't think it's bad. I think it's weird.
Noah's gonna shoot me. I really do like listening to prayers. Like, when I pray the rosary, I always pull it up on YouTube and pray it with the priests or whoever is praying it.
Which I think is valid, for the record. I don't think that's, like, bad.
Yeah, because I do think there's some prayers that are meant to be prayed in community, and at least with the rosary for me, like, it helps me enter into meditations better if I don't have to count to 10 every time. You know, like, I know that sounds like I'm...
No, I get it.
But,
get it.
Yeah. And then also...
You don't have to keep track.
Exactly. And then also on the Hallow app, hearing Father Mike Schmitz, like, read the Gospel of John, like... Yeah. To go to sleep is actually pretty clutch.
I don't know. I don't really have a... I mean, I agree with you, Kyle. It is a little... When you said it the way you said it, I was like, okay, yeah, I can see how that's a little strange.
But I do think it's problematic that we make these Catholic people into celebrities. And it's like we... As soon as anyone finds out that... And Christian Protestants do it too. As soon as they find out anyone's a Christian or a Catholic or whatever, they jump on it and put this huge burden on these people's shoulders of like, now you have to be the representative of the whole.
Yeah.
And that's too much weight to bear for anyone.
There should only be one kind of Catholic celebrity, and you should have to be dead and have like two miracles and everyone vote on it. I do not believe in non-Catholic celebrities like that. That's ridiculous.
St. John Paul II, the original Catholic celebrity.
That's a Catholic celebrity. Yeah. Right there.
Dude,
sold out Shea Stadium.
He did.
Hallow app. Go to hallow.com/the show for 10% off.
All right.
Father Mark Wahlberg.
Father Marky Mark.
Yeah.
And other news, you guys know like the she's a 10 butt trend, right?
Yeah.
So I don't actually understand the trend.
Really?
Like...
Oh, I think it's really funny. Well,
she's an 8 butt, she's a 10 butt. Like.
So this is how it works, and this is why it's hard to understand on if you're just seeing photos on Instagram.
Yeah.
Someone's supposed to say, like...
We can do it.
She's a... Yeah, like, okay, she's a 6, but she cooks dinner and has it on the table by 6:30 every night.
So what does she then end with?
Then you would say what she is now.
That she's a 6.
Okay, Brittany and I will do it.
Okay.
Brittany.
Okay, Kyle.
He's a two.
Okay.
But he actively listens to the show and for some reason thinks we're funny.
He's a zero.
Whoa!
Whoa! I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But do you see, like...
Yeah, so it changes.
Let me do it.
All right. She's an eight, but she thinks the catechism is just a rule book and you don't actually have to read it. And it's just like a reference document.
I mean, still an eight.
You're supposed to give her a lower score.
Well, she's still, that doesn't bother me.
You're supposed
me.
To say what she is now.
She's an eight. It doesn't bother
she's
me.
She's not an eight.
Hey, she doesn't think.
She's either a 10 or she's like a four.
Wait, what?
Shut up.
Hey. Yeah, we already did that bit. Go.
That was supposed to be a thing where you'd be like, no, the catechism inspired, realandtrue.org. She's a zero.
It would bother me if someone, like, it wouldn't. Okay, let me do it. Okay. She's a two, but.
No, he. Or are you doing it for me? It's he.
You want she?
No, I want he.
Oh, okay. He's a six, but when he came to visit you, he took a Greyhound bus because he has problems with his parents knowing that he's coming to visit you, and he didn't want them to know that he
this
took this
dragging
Greyhound,
out so really long
parked his car at the Greyhound bus station, took the Greyhound so that they wouldn't they're visiting Grapevine, and so that if they drove by your house and they wouldn't see your car, because then if they saw
I think
car,
I died.
Yeah, he's like a zero, like that.
Okay, she's a four, but she's really into your bandana.
That makes her five.
Okay,
we're getting
finally.
It. We're moving
okay,
forward.
Okay, she's a nine, but she hates Topo Chico.
She's a nine, but she hates Topo Chico. It's a nine still. I don't get it. I'm very forgiving of people's flaws. I'm too forgiving of people's flaws.
So you can like only go up. Is that what we're getting at, Edmund? For you,
I mean,
so for Edmund, we can only go up.
Okay.
Wait, for me, it only goes up?
That's what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
She went up
no, there are things that could bring it down. Like, if she's at 10, but she's missing all of her limbs, I'd probably bring it down to a 9. I'd still give her a chance. We could roll on out of here.
All right, well, this is not a great segment. But
wait, tell us, wasn't there something? Yeah.
So there was this thing with this guy, Father Casey. He's an OFM. He's a priest who... His like big thing is that him and one of his buddies are going to like every baseball stadium this summer. I don't know how they're getting it done on
this.
A vow of poverty. I've been working on that with no vow of poverty, and I'm only at like 16 of 30, but they're somehow getting it all done. But the point is that they did that. He's like, oh, she's a six, but whatever. She prays the liturgy of the hours. She's an eight sort of thing. It was like all very positive, very Catholic, and they got slammed.
By who?
Because they're priests?
Yeah, exactly. People were like, I cannot believe priests are discussing this. And someone even called like Father Casey superior, and he like
oh my gosh
didn't really apologize, but I didn't really think he needed to.
Priests are real people. They're allowed to play this game. It's not like they're saying they're actually gonna go out and date this person. Like,
I mean, it is a little weird to have a priest like playing into the idea of like ranking people's attractiveness, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I mean, it's not a great look, but at the same time, I don't know. It's
yeah,
it's weird, right? Because like we want priests to act normal, I guess, but
yeah.
it also bothers us because they represent the church and Christ, and like
it is a very weird mix,
especially when he's wearing a habit.
Yeah,
I remember we were somewhere, and a seminarian we were at a high school retreat. No names, we won't say any names, but there was a seminarian there that we were having like a dance party, like a pretty tame. I mean, it was like a church party,
yeah.
And one seminarian was like, just dancing,
yeah.
And then another seminarian,
not
like,
with anyone, just like
just
by himself
dancing. And then one of the other seminarians like pulled him aside and was like, "Hey, you shouldn't dance."
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I don't, you know,
yeah,
like a weird scene.
Kyle,
like Footloose.
Yeah,
she's a four, but she knows the entire Astros starting lineup and all their stats.
What do you mean by all their stats? You mean
like
all their stats,
RBIs and batting averages and all that stuff?
Yeah, SSRIs,
stats, about eight,
seven.
Did you say eight?
Yeah, eight. If she's into the advanced stats, that's a 9.
4 to 8?
Yeah.
That's huge.
For Kyle?
I'm into it.
Kyle, think of a 4.
Oh my gosh, you're
Edmund,
being way too
Edmund,
analytical
is,
about
the,
this.
The game, it's a fun game. It's a fun game for the kids.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I have a thing about TORs specifically going to baseball games, right? So I'm friends with the TOR. I'll say his name on the pod. Father Zach Burns over at Good Shep. Awesome dude. And I've been to a couple games with him. It's sick. We hang out. We go to the game, whatever. but he doesn't wear his like habit when we go to the
What does
game.
He wear?
He wears like a baseball shirt. Like a
no red. Clerics?
No clerics at all. And
are
like,
the TORs able to take off their rope?
I'm sure he's able to do it. I just like, from a selfish perspective, I think it would help my clout a lot if I like post a photo at the game and yeah, it's like with me the priest and a guy.
Especially in a cassock.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a habit, yeah.
Like, that would be so cool for me. Father Casey's made an entire brand just off of the fact that it's like a jarring image.
Yeah.
And that would help me. As opposed to, I'm just going to a game with one of my buddies.
Like, yeah, totally.
People on my Instagram, they've seen that movie before.
Yeah, they've seen you at the games with, like, everybody. And it is jarring, and it is cool to see someone, like... And that's why I think priests should, like, wear clerics all the time. Because they are set apart, and it should be something that keeps them...
Like, I know it's easy for us to say, people who don't have to wear clerics, right? But, no, it's cool. Like, yeah. When we're chilling, doing a little tailgating... Yeah, I'm tailgating... I just think it'd be cool if he was wearing his clerics. Sue me. Or is clerics even the right phrase? I'm not sure.
What'd I miss?
Kyle thinks it's cool when people wear clerics, and so do I.
I do too. Wait, so the TORs, they're able to take it off and go out in public? Is that what we figured out so far?
Well, I mean, Father Zach was doing it, and I would feel awful if he wasn't allowed, and we said it on the pod, but like, I'm sure he's allowed.
On blast.
I think it's cool. I think he's a cool guy. I mean, I just wish he'd wear the clerics.
Yeah, that's a pretty public place.
Yeah. One time I saw a priest break dancing in a cassock at a wedding reception, and he ended up like his like cassock went over his head and he like went up to the photographer afterwards and was like, "Hey, I need you to delete all those pictures. Like, I can't like you can't show
what?"
He was break dancing and his cassock like went over his head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Speaking of, yeah, Catholic celebrity, and then also how we hold those people.
Yeah, are priests Catholic celebrities? I don't know, like...
Well, it's weird locally. That, like, a celebrity that has, like, a lot of crazy stuff that he does, but then he says he's Catholic, we're like, yes,
right,
get on in here!
Right.
And then a priest, we're like, don't do anything,
yeah,
even remotely, yeah, showing that you're a human.
Yeah.
So, we had another topic here about the HOV lane, Kyle.
Talking about the HOV lane.
It was the debate about, I don't know who wrote it, but it was.
So there was a woman that, in the news, I guess, that got pulled over using the HOV lane, and she argued that she shouldn't have gotten pulled over because she's pregnant.
Oh.
So there's two people in the car, technically.
Yeah, I mean, technically.
Now, look, I know it's a very, it makes for a very cute point that,
yeah,
like, yeah, there's
it
two
is a
people.
Person.
There are,
yeah,
two, I believe there's two people in the car, but,
yeah,
you know, it's the spirit of the law, not,
yeah,
the idea is, like, the HOV lane is when you're sharing a ride.
Right. It's a gas thing.
And, like, she has,
right,
no choice, and it's not like,
right,
she's not actually sharing the ride.
Right. It makes me wonder if you could get away with getting in the HOV lane if you had a dead body in your trunk.
This is a valid point.
You know?
Like, yeah, that's
you
a valid
shouldn't.
Point. Because if you got pulled over and the cop's like, look, you know, there isn't another person in the car. And you're like, yeah, there is. Officer,
yeah,
right in the back,
right in the trunk.
Out. Yeah,
or even if it wasn't, if they weren't dead, they were just kidnapped and like tied up.
Well, that would count.
That would count. For
oh,
sure.
That would count. Okay,
but if they're dead, I mean,
they can't drive
to get in the car,
right?
But you are allowed to go with like children. If you have like a 1-year old, you're allowed to go in the HOV lane. That can't
really?
Drive.
Oh.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I wonder how many weeks pregnant she was, and if.
There was a guy, I remember it was in the news,
whoa,
one time, there was a guy that would
life
go in the HOV
conception.
Lane, but he had a big mannequin that he put in his
passenger. Oh my gosh, that's absurd.
He put like a woman mannequin in the passenger seat, and then he got pulled over.
I mean, I guess if you can be charged with double homicide for killing a pregnant woman, maybe she should be able to drive in the HOV lane.
I feel like what'll happen is they'll just add some amendment to the law and just be like, having a baby doesn't count.
It has to be like an ex-utero baby.
Yeah. The James Webb Space Telescope.
Yeah, we got that billion-dollar photo.
Oh, I want to see them. I've only seen a few pictures on Instagram.
So, as you guys know, I really like space and the space stuff, and... Hey! Stop the walkie-talkie! Okay. Stop it!
Sorry, just
parenting.
That's an article about photos.
One time, speaking of parenting, one time I literally got into a fender bender because someone...
Give it to me now! Bring it here!
Someone behind me turned around.
No more.
Yeah, someone behind you turned around. Brittany, camera's on you.
They turned around to smack their kid in the back seat and then hit, like, rear-ended me.
What?
Yeah. And he got out, like, it was at a stoplight.
But they told you that's what happened?
Yeah, he got out and he was like, sorry, I had to smack my kid.
Wait, when did this happen?
A long time ago.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's hilarious.
I hate it when that happens
when you have to smack your kid.
Crazy. Now, here's the only problem I have.
So, like, yeah, the screen share.
This has been...
Yeah, I want to see the unedited.
But, like the twinkles on all these stars... I want to see the
raw image.
Yeah, like, what's the raw image here? Like, the twinkles on all these stars, is that actually what it looks like? Like,
also, was this worth a billion? Was this worth $1 billion?
Like, oh, they spent, like, $15 billion or something crazy.
I don't know, it's cool.
I'm sure the
but isn't each of these things an actual galaxy or something? Like, we're not...
Yeah, probably, yeah. It's pretty wild, the scale. Can we see some of the other ones?
Yeah, so once again, the screen share is not working.
Oh, okay, it's fine. You guys got to look it up.
You got to Google it.
But these photos are pretty crazy.
Because it's a ridiculously high, like, megapixel photo. It's like, yeah. Tens and tens
can you
and
go
tens.
To the,
they
does
said,
our shared note work,
Kyle? I mean, it's working on my phone.
I saw that they said they can see back, like, you know, however many billion years. Because when you look at space, you're looking backwards of how long the light takes to get to your eye. But it said that there was actually a camera already that could see. This is like, I want to say it said this is like 3 billion years after the Big Bang or something. Mm-hmm. And they said there was a camera already created that could see something like 80,000 years after the Big Bang.
That's
or
wild.
380,000, I don't know, something like that, like way sooner, so or earlier. Cool. So I don't know.
Cool. So like all-time like emo moments in like fictional history is in Star Wars the books, Princess Leia, you know how her planet got destroyed? She would like go look back at like her family via like that sort of thing. She'd go really far away and just like view the planet cuz it was so long ago.
That's wild.
And then she'd get all email and I thought that is like sick as frick.
That's pretty wild. Anyways, I like the this came out in the news. I also have a BMW news.
Yeah,
article.
The BMW subscription deal. So
So BMW is offering heated seats on a monthly subscription. So it's kind of similar to Tesla. Has some different features.
It's like $12 a month.
You can pay for the upgrade or right. you not, and you can unlock it at any time.
Yeah,
but this feels a little dumb. So you can get heated seats if you pay. Like a monthly fee.
Yeah, it's like $12
a month.
Monthly
fee, then you can't warm your seats up.
That's weird. I mean, I guess in Texas, it's like we only need them like 2 months out of the year.
Yeah, but so, I mean, like about $12 a month, £10 a month to get heated seats. It's like at what point am I paying more for these heated seats than I'm paying for like
just putting the heater or the like.
I know, but hear me out, though. It would be kind of sick, though, to only pay for it in, like, November and December, right?
Yeah, but...
I wonder how much that... So, in the
how much more is a BMW that has heated seats all the time
exactly.
than one that doesn't have heated
that's
seats ever?
That's what would be interesting is the difference in the price. They're like, do you want the heated seats or not? If it's a $100 difference.
Yeah.
But they're like, but you can do $12 a month if you want it back.
No.
Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'll be right back. You guys carry on the next... what's our next topic here?
We've got a crier.
So, yeah, we've got a couple. We've got... this one is a link to a Facebook video. I'm going to check this guy out. It's slow motion art, but we're not able to share screens.
It's okay.
So
we can't
get off that. We have Brittany getting her master's.
This is just a life update. I graduated from Texas Tech.
Yay!
Which I don't think we talked about that. I can't remember.
Most people don't know this, but you are actually illiterate.
I can read now.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's one thing that came with the master's degree is they taught me how to read.
At Texas Tech, they teach you how to read at the master's level only, right?
Right, yeah.
It's a special program.
And really proud of you. So thank you.
What was your master's in?
P-R-O-U-D, Brittany.
Thank you, Edmund. Yeah. It is a master's in science in personal financial planning.
The science of personal financial planning.
Mm-hmm. So I'm basically a scientist. Mm-hmm. And I also am starting a new master's program in the fall at the Augustine Institute in Pastoral Theology. So that will be a master's of arts.
Are you going to become a priest with that, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly. They're ordaining women at the Augustine Institute. Just kidding. Just kidding.
They're going to revoke your
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get expelled before I've even started.
So you're moving to Denver.
It's all online.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
And basically, they're, it's all distance education now for this particular program, and they've got, like, a cohort that you go through. So I'm excited because I'm only going to take one class a semester.
Ooh.
And the last five semesters, I took three.
Okay.
So it'll feel like a break, even though I'm still in school.
Yeah.
And the first class is Salvation History, I think, with Dr. Sheree. So that should be pretty good.
Oh, you found the snacks.
So I'm excited about that.
One of my problems I have with some of, a lot of these online courses is that they won't let you go at your own pace. They won't let you just like, plow through all the material. It's like they're still holding on to wanting...
Like final exams at final exam time and that kind of thing.
They also want the degree to feel like it's worth
$15,000. Yeah, because you would like start it and finish it in like three
in, like,
months.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be like, and then I get the paper and they'd be like, all right, well...
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it's weird, but I feel like the first school that offers you being able to do it at your own pace, like, I don't know. I just feel like more people would apply.
Yeah.
Like more people would want
to
go.
Well, I tutored this kid when I was in high school who was doing a homeschool program that was like that. He could go at his own pace and he could basically just do science for 2 weeks and knock out his whole year of science. And then he could switch to English and do it as fast as he wanted. And I remember thinking at the time, like, I would just fly through this and be done with it.
So why, yeah, like, why not? Why not?
I mean, I think it contributes to the, like, cramming nature that people already do when it comes to learning material, and
it just makes it feel like
you retain it for the test and then you forget it all.
Yeah, but it's also like it just makes college still feel like it's hanging on to the old world before the internet. Like,
yeah,
it just doesn't.
Maybe Gen Z will change that.
Like, I mean, to get your real estate license, I don't think you have to do a certain number of hours, like spread out. Like, it's
just a test.
Yeah, you take the test. Like, if you pass,
that's how the insurance license is
too. Isn't that how the bar exam is too? You just have to take the bar. You just take it. Can't like anyone just take the bar?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can just take the bar whenever you want.
I think you have to have prereqs for the bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much. How long have you been going, Kyle? That's pretty much. I'm sorry.
We're at a hot 36 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm distracted because of my kids.
So that was my little life update. Kyle, do you have a life update? We haven't told the people about our lives lately.
Well,
do we have Rex? Did you guys all bring Rex?
Yeah.
My loving girlfriend, Stephanie Cole.
Stephanie.
Who is, you know, a big fan of the show.
We love her.
She has moved down to Texas, so we're still in love. And as far as recommendations, what sort of recommendations were we supposed to bring? I'm going to recommend one anyway.
You said what kind of recommendation are
we supposed to bring? Let's say you saw Top Gun and you thought, Miles Teller is cool, but I want to see him in a movie that's even better. Watch Whiplash with Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. It's on Netflix.
Really?
Incredible movie.
Okay, so... it's kind of unfair for me to say it's so good because I haven't even actually watched the movie, but I've watched so many scenes of it on YouTube. Like, I've watched the ending.
Why don't
on
you
YouTube.
Just watch the movie?
I just haven't, like, sat down and done it, but the scenes I've watched, like, the ending, these, it's, he's so good. And then, who's the old guy?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, so freaking good. Like, very, very good.
Spectacular movie.
You know what else was good was what's it called? Spiderhead? On Netflix, it has, what's his, that guy you're talking about?
Is Miles Teller in it?
Yeah, nah, Miles Teller and Thor. What was his name?
Chris
Hemsworth. Hemsworth.
It's actually really good. That'll be my rec since we're doing recs. But it's very good. It deals a lot with forgiving yourself and how to deal with like huge mistakes in your life. And,
interesting.
Like, whether or not you're kind of identified as that mistake and how you forgive yourself and stuff. It's really cool, but the whole premise though is around these like special drugs they're working on.
Interesting.
What's your rec, Brittany?
I think my rec is just go to therapy. Like, if you're not, just go.
Go to therapy.com/Brittany.
The show. Just go to therapy.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation. And also travel.
Yeah.
Just like get out and see the world.
You know, just wash your sheets once a month.
Or twice a month, even.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to add a double recommendation. Today, the new Interpol album, The Other Side of Make Believe, came out, so which is a reminder that if you've never listened to 2002's Turn on the Bright Lights by Interpol, I would highly recommend it. It's an alt-rock classic.
Also, I'm praying the Mary Magdalene novena. That's a good one, too. If I could bring in some Catholicism to the semi-Catholic show.
Donald Glover's Atlanta show, season 3, wrapped up a couple weeks ago. Just spectacular. It completely just raises the bar every season. One of the best shows.
Donald Glover's what?
TV. Atlanta television show.
Oh.
It's a work of art.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm distracted because of the kids, so we should probably get out of here. Thanks Wrap everyone it up. For watching the show. You can go to patreon.com/...
The show!
No, I think it's patreon.com/thestudiograpevine.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. You go to the links down below.
Buy studio coffee.
And you buy studio also, coffee.
Does Matt Fred donate to the show? He's in, like...
Yes.
No, I think there was a big culling when we went a long time without publishing any episodes, so...
build that back.
So that's about it. Oh, also, no, that's it. That's all I got. So, call in 817-527-1423. Give us topics, stuff like that, and
leave us voicemails.
We're gonna be weekly.
Also, I heard we're making K-Nash merch.
Oh yeah, we're gonna start making merch. Let us know if there's some phrases or things from the show you want us to make merch, and we're gonna throw that up in the store. So, thanks everyone. We're back.
Bye.
We're back.
Bye.